This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I have to open with this email so we can get started, because otherwise I'm going to be daydreaming and starting to fantasize about it for a while, and I shouldn't. Phil from Redondo Beach writes, Doc, you joke about it, but I wish you would take it seriously making a congressional run. The libs are killing America, and Trump and the GOP are imploding, he writes. You're a doctor. Fix this country. Please run. You have my vote. Guys, don't email that. I thank you a lot, but don't, because then I'm going to think about it. And the last thing, just, guys, be careful what you wish for. Phil, thank you. God bless you, man. But will you just stop and think about that for a second? My stupid ass, I can't even comb my hair. And my going, well, there's no way anybody in Washington's going to want to listen to me. Please. Thank you, though, Phil. Honestly, I'm honored. But, it's so easy for, I got to be honest. Actually, if, you know, me, you, my listeners, everybody, we just kind of get together. Yeah, I think we could do something. If we don't have to worry about getting voted in, or I don't want to say voted in, if we don't have to worry about another election, and we're like, guys, we're going to come in, we're going to clean stuff up, and then we're going to get the hell out of there. Right? And we're going to clean stuff up, not by hurting people or, you know, taking away their insurance or spending a crap load of money without any sunset. I mean, you know, we'd make some real, I don't know, practical type, you know, incisions. And, I love surgery. You know, I'll come up with a real nice surgical analogy for that. But they would want me to wear a mask because my face is really distracting, you know. Eyes are googly, tongue sticking out of my mouth. So, yeah, probably have to wear a surgical mask. But no, I wouldn't last 1 second over there. Because, again, remember I said how it's a very, I hate to use the word communistic, but you can't go there and shine. You know, you can't say, I'm going to fix health care, which is kind of what Trump wanted to do. Trump wanted to come in and look like the hero. And that's what got him elected, kind of that narcissistic sort of, you know, I'm going to be a superhero. And people wanted that because, you know, the country was having some major issues. But nobody wants to give Trump the credit if it does get fixed. Just like people want Obamacare off the table and completely repealed, partly because it's a crappy bill, but you have other people out there because it has Obama's name on it. Anything with Obama's name on it, we got to, you know, erase from history. And, you know, so it just doesn't work the way it needs to. You and I are screwed, okay? We're the citizens. They have our healthcare future in their hands, which is very frustrating. If you or I get cancer, you know, need some sort of major overhaul with surgery, we have to hope to high heaven that we're not socialized at that point. Or if we are socialized, we have a whole chunk of change that we could go into so that we could go to Canada or some other place for surgery so we could leave the country, you know, and get what we need to. You know, this is, it's, and guys, it's not about socialized medicine has bad doctors. These doctors in England are phenomenal. These doctors in Canada, doctors here, doctors in Germany, you have good doctors. But when the doctor can't do what they want, that's why I was so gosh darn frustrated when I had my practice where I'm like, I think this is the medicine you need. I think this is what needs to be done. I don't trust your prostate. I really think you have prostate cancer. And so, I might be spot on, but I'm working within the confines of insurance and of regulations and of recommendations from task forces. And they go, well, despite what Dr. Dahlia thinks, it's not recommended. The U.S. Preventive Service Task Force says don't do this, we don't do this. It's not a category C or, you know, D recommendation and all this other BS. So it doesn't matter how good a doctor I am. If I can't get your insurance to cover something, you don't get it done. Unless, of course, you pay out of pocket. So, I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, yeah, you know, maybe one day I will consider, you know, running for office. You do need, though, votes. I mean, I barely have listeners, on my radio show. I mean, the five of you out there, God bless you, you know, but you five can't get me elected. And probably four out of you guys still wouldn't want me as your, congressional leader or as your president. So, yeah, just because you listen to the show doesn't mean you like my politics. So, I really pray for this country. I think both sides, not just the liberals, are messing with the country, and I know that's going to tick off a lot of people. But we have to put ourselves first when we want to get reelected. But in order to do that, it's understood that you have to work with the bloc. Right? And if you don't go with the bloc, you're going to stand out. And those who didn't vote to repeal and replace Obamacare, they're screwed in the next election. They're going to be very screwed because the establishment's going to say, look, you know, they're not allowing us to move forward. And I, like I told you, you know, some of these senators, they're right. That new bill won't fix health care. So you're up between a rock. Since one person can't really do much on their own, which, by the way, is a good thing. The last thing we need is dictators or some, you know, rogue, you know, nut, you know, making crappy legislation. But if I was out, first of all, if I was there, everybody dresses really blah. And it's really a turnoff for those of us who are middle class. Lower middle class, you know, seeing all these people in suits and whatever, wear regular clothes, okay? If I got to change things around, I'd say, guys, wear a polo, wear a, you know, wear a T-shirt, okay? Show us that you are coming in on a Sunday and you're working. None of this suit stuff, I don't need to see you in a suit. Number two is if I had lunch at the White House, would serve more than water. I really think we need a little bit of the bubbly. I really think a little spirits could change things up. Also, I would say, all right, guys, let's come up with just one-sentence bills. If I could do a one-sentence bill with a large font and maybe some pictures, I bet I could understand that bill and get it passed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so before we talked about OJ, I tell you, that was, man, I didn't get to see the whole parole hearing, but man, I still can't see OJ cry, even after everything. I need to tell you about this story. The NHS, which is the National Health Service in Great Britain, is announcing a ban on homeopathy and herbal medicine. And the reason why is they say they are a, quote, misuse of scarce funds and have no, quote, robust evidence. Now, remember, this is the NHS in Great Britain, and what happens there could very easily happen here. And so a lot of people are kind of confused about herbal and homeopathic remedies. And believe it or not, we really do have an anti-herbal culture here in our states. homeopathy, the people that know it and have benefited from it love it. For the people that don't understand it, they think it's quack medicine. And it's not, believe it or not. It's not. There is, to me, a lot of logic behind homeopathy. We're going to talk about it a little bit. But NHS England Chief Executive Simon Stevens described homeopathy as, at best, a placebo and misuse of scarce funds. In the last 5 years, it has cost the NHS close to £600,000 for treatments using heavily diluted forms of plants, herbs, and minerals. Basically, with homeopathy, they dilute the plant, herb, mineral, etc. to such a minute dilution, and you get that as a treatment. You don't really get side effects because it's such a dilute treatment, but that minuscule micro amount that you get can trigger a response. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Plans first announced in March have been confirmed to make NHS patients pay for items available cheaply in supermarkets and chemists. The list also includes cough and cold remedies, even Tylenol. And so I had no idea that their socialized medicine system was covering it. In America, no. Insurance doesn't cover it. You got to pay out of pocket. And so it's interesting to see a socialized medical system, such as what they have in England, start now cutting things. And that's what they're doing here. According to Sir Bruce Coe, NHS England Medical Director, he said, at a time when we need to find all the money we can for newly high effective drugs, we must ensure every pound is spent wisely. An honest, plain English conversation is required about what we should fund and what we should not. Okay, see, I like how he says a plain English conversation. When I went to England, I still couldn't understand everybody because their English was kind of fancy. Okay, please, if you guys do have a conversation, yeah, make it plain English so I can understand. Because you guys use a lot of, you know, you have accents that I don't understand. Their English is beautiful, it's just too fancy. So, basically, the crackdown is part of a plan to save the health service more than £200 million a year by advising GPs to no longer prescribe more than 3,200 items. Remember I told you guys about socialized medicine, be careful what you wish for? That could be a damn good GP. But they are being advised by non-doctors there are some medical directors that are doctors there, but medical personnel that have been in the trenches, right, you know, with patients, being told to not prescribe 3,200 items. They say health bosses were criticized earlier this year for failing to include homeopathic medicines in its prescribing review, despite Chief Medical Officer Dame Sally Davies dismissing them as rubbish. Yeah, they say rubbish. You know how we say that's a whole bunch of bullcrap and, you know, again, they keep it nice and clean. They keep it very proper and classy, so they call it rubbish. Just rubbish. What a bloody hell are we talking about? So, what are people using homeopathic remedies for? Oh, man, so many things. You can use it for stress. You can use it for insomnia. You know, here's the thing, okay? I went to a regular MD medical school, University of Nevada School of Medicine, and it was great, you know? And, it's just kind of the regular, you know, sciences and, you know, this is what you do for a patient, et cetera. And I didn't know much about chiropractic. I know my husband was going to chiropractic school. I thought it was cool, but we didn't learn about chiropractic, really. We didn't learn about homeopathy. We didn't learn about any of that. And so one of my colleagues in residency was an MD also, and he decides to learn homeopathy. He's like, this stuff is cool. I'm like, all right, go for it. So he gets a homeopathic degree as well, undergoes that training as well. Well, I get pregnant with my first kid, and I am having some horrible morning sickness. So I'm like, well, I got to get some pharmaceuticals, right, like some Phenergan or something, or you know, they didn't have Zofran back then. I got to do something because these ginger snaps aren't working. The saltines, I'm sick of saltines. And he figures out my constitution. And on constitution, it doesn't really have to do with your race or gender. It has to do with, you know, how your body reacts during the day, and they could figure out what your constitution is. And he goes, I want you to go to Trader Joe's, and I want you to get some homeopathic Epicac. And I go, Epicac? Epicac is what you use, and I've told you guys this story before. Epicac is what you use to make somebody throw up. We used to have syrup of Epicac in our homes. We don't do it anymore because we don't want to induce vomiting in our children. Would rather just have medical professionals handle it. But I'm like, you want me to take a homeopathic treatment of Epicac? Does that make you vomit? He goes, it's homeopathic, so it's going to do the opposite. Now, we are talking, I had bad, we are talking bad morning sickness, about to be hospitalized for it. One treatment of his homeopathic drops under my tongue, just one treatment, boom, gone, nausea completely gone. Now, that could have been luck. It could have been placebo. But that taught me that we don't know everything there is to know about medicine. And even if that was placebo, then crap. Give every woman about to go into the hospital to have to be put on IV fluids placebo then. I don't give a damn. Just get the vomiting to stop. And so for me, I guess it worked. Yeah, and I didn't become a homeopath, and I don't prescribe homeopathic treatments, but I have one hell of an appreciation for it. Now, should somebody go to homeopathy, for cancer? I don't know anything about that, and I probably would say, just use modern medicine, because we have some huge success rates with this. But, when it comes to this, I really wish that more providers were educated on these, because homeopathic treatments, shouldn't be that much more expensive than pharmaceuticals. So really quickly here, let me see if I could find how we could figure out how we, okay. So, for example, if you are a constitution of arsenicum, okay, these are constitutional, are these remedies for people? I guess you match yourself to these remedies. So people that would do well with arsenicum, this is just from Dr. Randy Martin's site. I don't know all the constitutions by heart, but they say you hate to be ill, but you love doctors and you delight in discussing all your symptoms in exquisite detail. You love collecting doctor reports. You seem to enjoy, you're a germaphobe, you're averted to cold, you are reactive to extremes, and, sometimes you seem to be worse around midnight, and they say arsenicum would work for you. Whereas Calcarea carbonica, shy, passive personalities may do well, lacks the ability to overcome emotional shocks, sensitive to criticism, fear of succeeding, shy around others. I don't think that's me. Dislikes outside pressure. Oh, no, I love pressure. Poorly developed teeth and jaw, high narrow dental arch, poor calcium metabolism, milk allergies. They may do well with Calcarea carbonica, right, when they need a remedy. Ignatia, they call as the funeral remedy. I don't know why they call that. It doesn't make us want to get that. But it's for people that sigh a lot. I don't sigh a lot. Right? And I guess it works after a breakup or death of a pet or relative. If you have chronic grieving, sadness, loneliness, Ignatia should help. Lachesis comes from a Brazilian bushmaster snake. And it's for people that have the Jekyll and Hyde psyche split, where you are highly emotional, your strong personality, leaders, thinks they're right, wears red clothes a lot. I don't wear red, I wear black. Menopausal remedy, well, I may be seeing menopause soon. Tendency to alcoholism or other addictions. So they're describing somebody who's more bipolar. Mood changes, Jekyll and Hyde. They may do well with Lachesis. And then Lycopodia, resilient self-esteem but feels poorly of themselves, appear to have moderation and reasonableness, avoids arguments except with wife. Little confidence in physicians. Oh, there's a lot of people out there. So, there's so many. Sepia, silica, Nexvomica. We'll talk more about these on another day. But, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Now, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so O.J. Simpson was granted parole by a unanimous vote, 4-0, from the Nevada Board of Patrol. I didn't get to see it because I was working. I was on air. So many of you guys saw it. You saw an emotional OJ. You saw him get grumpy. You saw him actually get a little defensive. He, I think, has a short fuse. We're not supposed to be talking about what, or, you know, accusing him of anything with Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. You know, he was acquitted of that. But, you know, when the parole board was, you know, asking him about the memorabilia and the, robbery, you know, he starts to raise his voice. And he said, and again, you know, he could be a little hard of hearing. He's 70 years old. But he seemed to be a little jumpy with that. And now look, you know, we could all be very tired. We could all be very grumpy, you know, and maybe I haven't seen a lot of parole hearings. You know, I see the parole hearings, right? Like, remember Terminator 2? Remember she kind of had a parole hearing in the psych hospital? She's like, I'm calm. I'm good. So I thought when you're in a parole hearing, you're supposed to be like, you know, man, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I'm good. You know, I'm Dahlia. I am going to be the best citizen yet. You know, just really kissing up and, you know, whatever. So I was kind of, I guess, surprised, and that could be my naivety, when I saw OJ kind of snap back a little bit. But he did cry. And crying always helps, okay? And I really think he was crying. I mean, I don't think he really wants to be in jail. You know, if I had to guess what's going on with him is he has had some, you know, brain injuries during his football career that left him with something similar to CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And so he may have anger issues. He may have impulse control issues. And, you know, despite what he did or didn't do, you know, this is not the life he wants to live. He's living a life he doesn't want to live. And his life is forever changed no matter what. And he is never going to be remembered as a movie star, as an NFL player. He is going to be remembered as the guy that was tried for his ex-wife's and Ron Goldman's murder. And now this, right? Armed robbery. So, you know, it's, no wonder he's frustrated. So anyway, I guess he acknowledged that he failed to take an Alcoholics Anonymous course, even though he said he would do so in 2013 when he admitted alcohol contributed to the 2007 armed robbery. He was asked about the holdup, and he, was, you know, shifting blame to others, and I'm reading this from USA Today, and he was saying, look, this was my stuff, and it was ruled this was my stuff. But from what we understand, his regular duties at Lovelock Correctional Center included disinfecting gym equipment, mopping floors, coaching athletic teams, and more recently started a Baptist service. So, his daughter was there, friends were there, and so he's going to be released October 1st. Of course, there's a lot of rules and regulations with it, and there's been a lot of discussion that reality TV is already ready to jump on this. So, reality TV, book deals, it'd be very interesting if he even goes on the speaking circuit. And I believe he is allowed to leave the state supervised. This is OJ. This is, you know, we have been, you know, he has been in the public eye and in the news in a negative light now for over 20 some years. And it really is sad. No matter how much you dislike him, you know, I really kind of, you know, feel sorry for somebody that really, really, you know, messed up. And I'm not even saying from 20 years ago, but with, you know, and he messed up with that, you know, even if he was innocent with all the, you know, calls that his wife made to the police of, you know, battery and assault and, you know, he has some rage issues. And if this really was a concussion, you know, football injury issue, and, you know, that means we really have a problem on our hands. And because how many people play? And we're not talking just NFL, all right? You know, we have high school. We have, you know, college sports. We have, you know, OJ's getting a lot of attention. And, again, nobody's saying he has CTE. We wouldn't know until there's a biopsy or an autopsy, I should say. But, people say, I think he's safe. I think he's fine going out into the world. I predict that he's going to have some anger issues and impulse issues. And hopefully he just doesn't break the law or hurt anybody. But, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you guys are Game of Thrones fans. I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones, even though it took a couple seasons for me to really get into it. But maybe you guys are going to be bigger fans of Game of Thrones, because they say that the season premiere of this last season was so popular that the number of people viewing internet porn dropped. Apparently, according to Pornhub, it dipped by 4.5%, which is huge from its regular Sunday night traffic. They go, Sunday night, by the way, remember there was a study, I think out of Pornhub also, that said during Super Bowl or during a football season, porn goes down, which is good. I think we got better things to do, we got leaves to rake, somebody's got to walk the dog, watching porn and then falling asleep afterwards doesn't really help any of us, get stuff done as a society. But apparently 16.1 million viewers turned in to watch a Dragonstone episode, which, by the way, was a little bit of a dud. I didn't think the season premiere was that good. It could have been better. But it's kind of nice to know that, it took people away from something that they usually do. Game of Thrones, good show. It's going to take you guys a while to get through. By the way, I'm almost done with, I don't think I have any other show to watch because I don't want to start a new show without knowing it's good. If there's a good series that you guys like, I already caught up on all the Breaking Bad, so that's old. Like any of the new series, Orange is the New Black I'm caught up on, House of Cards I'm caught up on, Game of Thrones I'm caught up on, Better Call Saul I'm caught up on. I'm starting to watch Billions, but it's good. It's good. But, if there's a real good show out there, that you guys think I'd like, please tell me. Because when I come home, and I really don't want to sit there and talk to the dog, and the kids don't want to talk to me. So, it helps. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A man plays a guitar during brain surgery to help surgeons cure his muscle spasms. Abhishek Prasad was fully awake during the operation, and surgeons asked him to strum his instrument to help them identify the problem areas of the brain. He was literally awake. Wow. All right. The doctor had told him, you need to get your guitar in the operation theater, which is like operation room. I need continuous feedback from you about how you're feeling. Now, this former IT worker suffered from a disorder called musician's dystonia, so it causes involuntary muscle contractions. So three fingers on his left hand would cramp up whenever he played the guitar. So he started experiencing these spasms, and his fingers would get stuck. And his MRI was normal, CAT scan was normal, blood tests were normal. So before surgery, a special frame was fixed to his head with four screws going deep into the skull following an MRI. Surgeons drilled a hole into his skull before using electrodes to burn the three target areas in the brain found to be triggering the tremors. He was given a local anesthetic and says he felt no pain. A local anesthetic for a craniotomy. I gotta tell you, that's brilliant. That is really brilliant. So, I don't have the link on him actually playing the piano or playing the guitar, but I'll get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And we got Blake working the dials. Let's go to some of your phone calls. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. Would you be so kind and make a Dr. Dahlia Facebook page group, if there isn't one, and mention it on the air, and include in that group a hyperlink to the Dr. Dahlia podcast so we can go back and listen to it. And we're also reminded about when Dr. Dahlia is back on the air. each time she's on the
okay.
air. I just happened to stumble across her show. Hi, would you be so...
Oh, okay. That, well, thank you. Good. That's, we have an answer line for you guys, too. I apologize that you can't call me live. Usually we're live every morning, 9 a.m. to, well, Pacific time. Pacific time, 9 to noon every morning. And so you could reach us at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, but we do have a Facebook page. It's called The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you. Always good. See, guys, now we're up to 6 listeners. See, look at that. Awesome. There is a Facebook page, Dr. Dolly Show. I'll make sure we repost the link to podcast at gcmlive.com. You can get podcast, iHeartRadio. There's a variety of different ways to listen to the show, but we'll put the GCM Live link up. Well, GCM Live has a live. We'll put up a podcast link, and all of my producer help me with that. All right, guys, do not drink a soda pop with your hamburger. We are being told that the reason why soda is so bad for you is because it will prime your body to store more fat. Researchers found that sugary drinks decrease fat oxidation, which is a process that begins the breakdown of fat molecules. The more protein in the meal, the more fat oxidation decreases. So they say a sugary drink with a 15% protein meal decreased fat oxidation by an average of 7.2 grams. With a 30% protein meal, the decrease jumped to 12.6 grams. So they said that about a third of the additional calories provided by the sugary sweetened drinks were not expended, fat metabolism was reduced, and it took less energy to metabolize the meals. So this decreased metabolic efficiency may prime the body to store more fat, and you may gain weight. So basically, they say a decent-sized hamburger could weigh about 130 grams, about 30 of which are protein. If you slam that down, according to Forbes.com, with a glass of sugary sweetened soda pop, this study predicts that your fat metabolism will decrease somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 grams. They say this combination will also increase your desire to eat more savory and salty foods 4 hours after eating. So you burn less fat, you want something more salty, you want something more sugary, and so you end up eating more. Now, keep in mind, this was a very small study. It was only 27 adults. The average age was about 23. Okay, yeah, see, here's the problem with your 23-year-old. Okay, you know, please, their metabolism is way different. Okay, and I get that. All right, well, they looked at a bunch of 23-year-olds. I get that. But, and you know, man, your metabolism as a kid, as a teenager, as a young adult, that's, I don't even think that's regular metabolism, okay? Where's your 40-year-old, you know, blonde radio host, you know, who's a little curvy, okay? That's the study. I don't want to hear about, you know, 23-year-olds in the healthy weight range. All right. But anyway, they try to say to avoid the soda pop. Now, I just read somewhere, I got to look it up, where they were talking about bone growth. Remember, hold on a second. Bone adolescent. See, I'm using Google. Do I have to credit Google when I use Google? There was some article where, you know how people say that you grow as much bone as you do, and then it's done, and then you can't really build your bones anymore? There was a research article that said, actually, yes, you are still building bones even on into your 20s. I'm going to have to find that. I just can't find it now, see? The Dr. Dolly News team, I don't know where the hell they are. Where are they? I think they're asleep. They're on vacation. We have a really, you know, the GCN guys are great, but we have a Dr. Dolly News team. And this Dr. Dolly News team, it's a bunch of slackers, you know? Yeah, I go, you know, what's in the news? And they're like, look it up yourself, bitch. I mean, they, you know, they're not very nice to me. And that's my news team. I don't want to fire them all. I'm not ready to fire my news team because then I don't have a news team. You know, even though my news team is useless, it's nice to say I have a news team. All right. Remember I told you guys that I think anybody who has sleep apnea or at risk for Alzheimer's or dementia should be put on oxygen? Well, another study has come out saying snoring is linked to Alzheimer's. Now, how many of you guys sound like this when you sleep? Like that. I do. I sound like that. That's why the guys never really wanted me to sleep over. that say, okay, thank you, high five, and I'll call you tomorrow morning. I'm like, but it's only 9:20 at night. Yeah, we're done. So I snore. And they say that difficulty breathing while asleep accelerates memory decline in people at risk of the condition. You know, we snorers, I have no problem admitting that I snore. I mean, I have a big nose. I'm very noisy when I sleep. I talk a lot in my sleep. I kind of like debate a lot of things, you know, so like I'll talk through the day. It's like, let's say I have a crappy day. I'll just sit there and, you know, kind of, you know, talk about it. And my husband will answer back because he'll think that, you know, I need his opinion. So I'm like, you know, should I have, you know, actually done a better show? And he's like, I don't think you can. And the good news is I can't really hear him. Anyway, they say daytime sleepiness and sleep apnea is also linked to impaired attention, memory, and thinking in people who are genetically susceptible to the degenerative condition. I have to read that again to you guys, don't I? Because you weren't listening. You weren't listening! Researchers hope the findings will support sleep-based treatments. Study author Dr. Susan Redland from Harvard. Oh, this comes from Harvard, guys. Yeah, this comes from Harvard, so we got to listen. Given the lack of effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease, our results support the potential for sleep-disordered breathing screening and treatment as part of a strategy to reduce dementia risk. They say researchers from Harvard University analyzed 1,700 people with an average age of 68 years old. The study's participants took part in a sleep study, completed a sleep questionnaire, and their mental function assessed. And those with sleep-disordered breathing, that's a new term, guys. It's called SDB, sleep-disordered breathing, meaning having more than 15 breaths stopped or shallow breaths an hour. So if you're dreaming and then you don't, I guess you don't, you know, you stop breathing and you do that 15 times an hour, how good do you think that is for your brain? So participants were diagnosed with sleep apnea if they had more than 5 stopped or shallow breaths per hour. People were identified as being at risk of Alzheimer's if they carried a certain variation of a gene called APOE, which carries cholesterol and supports brain injury repair. So we talked about this APOE genetic variation. So basically, if I could just kind of wrap this up here, you don't sleep well, you don't get enough air and oxygen to the brain, your memory's not going to be good, right? And not only is your memory one of the first things we see, but you just don't seem to figure out puzzles that well. You just don't seem to have as much attention, all right? And so I would suggest you get a sleep apnea test. Everybody's embarrassed. I don't want to have somebody watch me when I sleep. There's tests now where you take it home. So you can hook your own self up. They show you how to do it. You go to sleep, and then that monitor tells you how many times you have apnea. So then you know, and if you do, that's really, you guys, I really want you kind of scared if you have sleep apnea. People blow it off, all right? Oh, well, by the time it bothers me, I'm going to be too old anyway. No. Why do you think people have strokes and heart attacks first thing in the morning? Because they weren't getting good oxygen. So you guys have to be on top of this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.